Let's meet Mayo's United Australia Party candidate, Samantha McGrail. The former disability support worker, now mentor, is based in Victor Harbour. She wants to address issues in the housing sector and veteran support, the age pension, university healthcare and education, as well as stopping vaccine passports and mandates. She joins me now. Hi, Samantha.
Hi, how are you, Jenny? Thank you for having me.
Thanks for joining us. So what's motivated you to run this year, Samantha?
A variety of things. Over the last 2 years, obviously, there's been a lot of changes, a lot of things we can't do, a lot of things that we should be able to do. And my community involvement has previously always highlighted the need for people to have a voice. And for me, it's important to represent my local community in a very meaningful and transparent way.
Are you one of the people who, because you didn't have the vaccine, you lost your job in disability?
I did, yeah.
Right. So tell us a little bit about that decision to not get vaccinated.
Well, I think it's it just boils down to choice. I don't think anyone should be coerced into having anything just to keep their job. I've been in this sector for 10 years down here in the Fleurieu, and prior to this, when all the harsh lockdowns were in South Australia, it's pretty much the same as the nurses or ambos or anything like that. We went from heroes to zeros by the choice of just wanting to keep my body autonomy between myself and my doctor.
There have been mandates for vaccines in various sectors for many years. Is it just something that has concerned you during COVID?
Yes, but a lot of those vaccines weren't actually mandated. They were policies. Say, for example, in the aged care, you would need to have the flu vaccine if you wanted to work there. So it wasn't a mandate as such that I'm aware of. It was a policy written in, but if you wanted to work in that field, these were the requirements that were needed.
And having worked in disability care, what perspective do you have on the sector and the things that you'd like to change for your constituents?
There's a huge need for support workers. There's a huge need for mentors in that area. The NDIS needs to be revamped. That's a different story all unto itself. There are a lot of participants of the NDIS who aren't fully funded, who aren't funded correctly, and there are others who are overfunded. So it just needs a huge overhaul.
Yeah, there have been concerns within the sector from some organisations that say there used to be more funding available and it's just kind of dwindling, like it's becoming more difficult for a lot of people who have disabilities and their carers.
Oh, it is. A lot of them are left a lot of times without support. And you're talking about sometimes high care participants that should have a 2-to-1 ratio for staffing, and they're not, purely because based on funding, because somebody sitting behind a desk says, oh, no, I don't think they need this. That's wrong in so many levels.
Samantha McGrail's with us. She's running for Mayo for the United Australia Party. There's a lot of older people where you live in Victor Harbour through the Fleurieu. What kind of policies would you and your party like to implement to support the ageing population?
We'd like to bring in a $180 per fortnight increase to the age pension. And we look at it in the way that our elderly are part of the people who founded this nation, who founded this country. And they shouldn't be living, sometimes in some instances, below the poverty line or below the median income. Some of them can't afford heating, say, and as we're encroaching onto winter now, that's a huge thing and they shouldn't have to go through that.
What about veteran support?
Veteran support, we'd like to increase their pension to the median wage and then include the gold card is transferred to the wife upon the veteran being no longer with us or being deceased.
Mm-hmm. Or I suppose partner, because some veterans can be women as well.
Yes, true.
Is there another particularly big issue within the region of Mayo that you'd like to tackle?
I would. There's a huge housing crisis down here, and I think that is pretty much everywhere. But our 3% cap for 5 years, we would like to implement so we can actually keep people in their homes for one, considering the amount of rate increases they're about to go through and some that have already come through. So we'll do this by using the power of the Constitution, and we'll put a cap on bank home loans, and then this will help protect at least 6 million Australian homes, and it will defend our prosperity and freedom. It'll keep us independent in this country.
Right, so that would put a cap on people buying homes.
Yeah,
from what I understand, I read in the Financial Review last week that that policy could cause housing prices to go up further, though.
Oh, I'm not too sure there, but with inflation, I don't think that'll be the case. We're kind of thinking, well, my personal opinion is I think the housing prices will go down next year. So at the moment, we're living in a bubble in a lot of areas with the prices of housing just skyrocketing. But the interest rate people are paying is ludicrous. Like, say, for example, even if it goes up to 2.5%, people are going to have to earn an extra $14,500 just to cover the new amounts in their interest repayments.
Yeah, the cost of living generally is a big issue that we're going to have to tackle into the future. It's something affecting most of us, right?
Oh, definitely. And there's a lot of people I know that just can't afford your everyday items. So, and fuel, for example. Like, we want to put a freeze on the fuel excise. The amount of fuel now to travel around is astronomical. So a lot of people are just not doing the amount of travelling they used to before.
So something I asked your Barker counterpart is, you know, Clive Palmer being a mining millionaire, you know, there are concerns he might be a bit of out of touch with the everyday Australian. How would he represent, or how would the party represent the interests of all of us?
When people vote in Mayo, they're not voting for Clive. They're actually voting for the candidate in their electorate, which is me. So it's how I represent Mayo. Clive is a fantastic guy. He's actually stepped forward and funding a lot of this for us. So we need to actually have a third major party, which we think the UAP are, to be able to tackle the duopoly of Liberal and Labor. They're two wings of the same bird.
And something that you have in common and your party has in common with some other independents and smaller groups is concern for civil liberties, right?
Oh, definitely. We've lost those and we shouldn't do that. We are meant to be a democratic nation. So our freedom of movement, freedom of religion, freedom of speech, your body autonomy, it should just all come naturally. And we want to introduce, say, if we get in, a Bill of Rights to stop this and also to put a stop from it ever happening again. We shouldn't have bureaucrats deciding what we can and can't do.
Although a lot of those decisions were made based on what public health officials deemed, you know, ways to tackle the issue to try to reduce. And for quite a long time, we did a great job of actually keeping COVID out of South Australia, being able to get the vaccine in time to protect the whole community. So without, you know, without having these health measures, potentially there could have been more deaths.
From a virus that is 99.97%, you'll live from that. It has a 99.97%. So there are people that will say, yes, you know, the lockdowns and everything have done great, but there are countries that are showing different. So I suppose it depends from which side of the coin you get your medical evidence.
What other ways would you like to represent the interests of our community members?
I think the Bill of Rights is just something that we definitely need, but there are a lot of other policies we have that will put Australians first. For example, we want to forgive all HECS debt. We want it to be free for uni and for people to attend uni and study. It was like that many moons ago. We want a provisional tax. So you pay tax after you've earned the money, not prior. So we then can put another $90 billion circulating through our economy. We want to make the first $30,000 tax deductible on home loans. So that makes it more affordable for Australians to even enter the housing market. Another great policy, I think, which is great, which not only helps Mayo but all areas, is to invest $40 billion direct to healthcare, not to the state government. So we go direct to the healthcare system. And another $20 billion into our schools and education system. I think these are all actually wonderful policies and put Australians first and foremost, which is how it should be.
I appreciate your time today, Samantha. Thank you so much for joining us.
Not a problem. Thank you, Jenny.